Emmett? I asked, looking pointedly at my hands. Oh, sorry. He let me loose. A few minutes passed in silence, other than the roar of the engine. Then Edward spoke again. This is how it's going to happen. When we get to the house, if the tracker is not there, I will walk her to the door, and she has 15 minutes. He glared at me in the rearview mirror. Emmett, you take the outside of the house. Alice, you get the truck. I'll be inside as long as she is. After she's out, you two can take the Jeep home and tell Carlisle. No way, Emmett broke in. I'm with you. Think it through, Emmett. I don't know how long I'll be gone. Until we know how far this is going to go, I'm with you. Edward sighed. If the tracker is there, he continued grimly, we keep driving. We're going to make it there before him, Alice said confidently. Edward seemed to accept that. Whatever his problem with Alice was, he didn't doubt her now. What are we going to do with the Jeep? She asked. His voice had a hard edge. You're driving it home. No, I'm not, she said calmly. The unintelligible stream of profanity started again. We can't all fit in my truck, I whispered. Edward didn't appear to hear me.